The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 22nd of November 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Tailor of Armor, the Seeker of Shards, the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Hellclan Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Etonia Bale server. It's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can get them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing good.
Doing good? What you do today, besides work?
That's about it.
That's about it? All right. No high adventure on the seven seas?
No, I've been more like getting turkey ready and stuff.
Turkey. Well, this is the Turkey Trot cast, is what we're calling it. What the hell?
Turkey Trot?
Yes, we're going turkey trotting.
We are?
Oh, sure. That's a dance, you know. The Turkey Trot.
Okay.
So, let's do the Turkey Trot. Yeah, we're doing the Turkey Trot. You can't see us anyway. You have no idea what we're doing.
All I know is he's upstairs in probably just his underwear.
How'd you know? Wait a minute, you live with me.
Because you came downstairs like that?
Oh, okay. Lyra is asking, who's deep frying turkey? Well, I'm going to advise against that.
As long as you do it outside and you test and make sure that you don't have too much oil in there, you should be fine. But there's a new gadget I really wish I could have gotten. I think it was at Home Depot or Lowe's. I can't remember.
What's that?
Probably Home Depot. It was a type of deep... I didn't see it. I just heard about it.
Okay.
It's supposed to deep fry a turkey, but it doesn't use any oil. It uses radiating heat.
That's not exactly
cylinder.
Deep frying.
I don't know. It's $100. That's all I know.
That's...
Somebody told me. It's...
I mean, sure, that'd be a way to cook a turkey, but...
Infrared, thank you.
Yeah, that's not deep frying, though.
Well, they're calling it deep fry.
Well, they can call it whatever the hell they like. It's not deep frying. And if you are going to deep fry your turkey this year, may I make the suggestion of making sure it's completely thawed. Most of the time, the fires that are caused by this are usually caused by the water... The ice melting into water, water reaches the oil, goes pop, 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 boil, 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 and then oil overflows over the thing, hits the flame, and then you got a, you know, burnt house for the holidays.
Okay.
Alrighty. But no, we do the typical baking of the turkey, or roasting, whatever you want to call it. It's in an oven. It's in an oven, and it's in a bag, and it's in a pan. A roasting pan, I guess. and it gets basted, and I am a master baster.
Yes. Jeff will baste that turkey every year.
Masterfully.
Yes.
A master baster.
So I just get the thing ready, and he takes over from there. That's his job.
Full of butter and herbs and...
Well, I'm going to do that thing again where I go underneath the skin, between the skin and the breast, and put the herb butter in there.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
But you didn't like the orange slices, right?
Now, I can do it without orange.
You know, you ruin all these wonderful recipes I find.
You know, hon, I just keep telling you, you know, ever since I came to Washington, I've been telling
meat
you,
potatoes,
make
meat
sure,
potatoes.
No, make sure you ask me before you do something. Because I'm a little picky about certain things.
Well, this recipe, it's Curtis Stone's recipe. Hang on, I'm waiting for things to load. It is a turkey with orange, thyme, butter, and fennel and bacon stuffing. Mm-hmm. I got the fennel this time, so.
All right. So we
as long
did not.
You don't object.
So we did not have fennel last year.
No.
We'll give it a shot. And if we don't like it, we won't do it for the turkey on Christmas.
But what you do is, they're saying you take about a stick of butter, softened, and you add a tablespoon of chopped Italian parsley, 2 tablespoons of fresh thyme, 2 tablespoons of grated orange peel.
Yeah.
Okay. Black pepper.
Can't get enough black pepper, as far as I'm concerned.
So, you know, anyway, you mix all that into the butter. So you make like a herb butter. And then you start at the neck, and you put your hand in there, and you got to separate the meat from the skin from the breast.
All right. I'm getting a vision. Butter implants. We're giving these things butter breast implants.
Yes, you are.
Is that what we're
basically
doing here?
Yeah, you work all that butter in there, and you smooth it out so it's even. And then you're supposed to slip thinly sliced orange slices in between the skin and the butter. So when it cooks, you get this, you know, these orange slices underneath the skin. Looks really pretty, but he didn't like it. So
it looked kind of funky. It looked okay, but no, sorry.
So anyway, and then he's got this stuffing I make that he really liked last
year. Oh, yeah, the stuffing last year was great.
You know, they call for applewood bacon, but that stuff's like $8 for 12 ounces of bacon. It's like,
you know,
to be joking me.
You know, hon, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think the stuffing would have been better without the bacon. Don't get me wrong, I love bacon. But stuffing in bacon, if you're not used to it, it kind of puts you off a little bit.
Well, then, you know, then...
Or maybe less bacon. That's what I'm saying.
Well, anyway, you use Italian sausage. You cook that up with onions and garlic and parsley and thyme and fennel bulbs and some white wine and some turkey broth and stuff.
What about sage?
No.
Rosemary?
No.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
The thyme's in the turkey.
Ah. And turn that echo off. There we go.
So anyway, and you use... You know, French baguettes that you cut into chunks, and you mix this all up, and you bake it.
Mm-hmm.
And he really liked it, so...
Yes. Last year's meal?
Well, I've got the brine on the stove right now with all the spices in it soaking, and after dinner I'll add another gallon of water to cool it down more.
The brine.
And then we'll haul the turkey in and put it in the bag inside the ice chest, and then let it set.
Go ahead.
Where's the boy? Always next to me. He didn't know what an ice chest was today.
He didn't know what an ice chest was?
No.
Wow.
Yeah. What? No, he heard me. Ow! You're making the dog bark! Stop it!
Knock it off!
Dog is trying to protect me. No, you stop it.
All right.
Stop it. Okay. Made him look it up.
Jaxel on the Oasis server is saying if we really want a juicy white meat, flip the turkey over on its belly to cook rather than on its back.
Yeah, but then you've got this... Nobody likes the look of a turkey that way. I've tried them. I've tried everything. I have tried everything!
It's not about what it looks like. It's what it would taste like. And we're not having any guests over this year.
Well, it's up to you.
Whatever. However you want to do it. I mean, the butter made it fantastic last year.
The butter worked really good, and then along with the basting, and then using just the tin foil instead of a lid, that worked out really good. So, do that again.
All right. And, of course, I know for Christmas you wanted to do a goose, but I also told you last year
that we'd have... I know, goose, because you're not used to goose. You don't know if you'll like it. You don't want your Christmas dinner ruined by something you can't eat.
That's right. And I told you to do it sometime during the year, so we could test it, but we didn't do it.
No, not yet.
All right. So, turkey and, of course, my green bean casserole. Of course, I say my. It's a friggin' recipe on the back of the can.
We're going to have all this food.
Damn right we are.
No, it's like, oh my God.
And then I have to buy some stuff because I told the guys at work today I was going to bake a cake. And bring it in just for the mail room.
Uh-huh. When are you going to do that?
Probably next week.
Okay.
So when I get paid this week, I'll buy stuff to make cake.
I am going to make the boy do the pumpkin pies.
Okay, that's fine. Pumpkin pie!
No, honestly, I couldn't believe it. He did not know what an ice chest was.
Hon, he didn't know how to read a clock. A regular clock with hands.
Yeah, but usually he does. He wanted to bring me the ice cube tray.
And you know what?
Over the head lately or something? Or is it wow or what?
I think the dog bit the brain out of his ass. Anyway, do you know what, though? I actually found by asking some young people that, I told you before, we had a new girl that started in the mailroom with us.
Yeah.
She's still in high school. She's not with us anymore, but I was telling her that, Eric didn't know how to read a regular clock, and she confessed that she didn't know either.
Well, they don't teach him that.
Shit, that's something I learned in, like, what, the friggin' third grade?
Well, that's because that's all we had. Now they got digital clocks.
They had digital clocks when I was in third grade. Well, okay, I'm a little younger than you are. Anyway.
But they didn't have digital clocks when I was growing up.
No.
But they probably had digital clocks when you were growing up.
What is that?
What?
I'm hearing some kind of a feedback. Oh, I get it.
It ain't me.
No, it's Guild voice chat. I gotta turn that off. So let's see. Voice options. Select channel. None. There we go. Now I won't hear it again.
So, they might have taught you... Mal? No. Oh, God. Excuse me. All right. Come here.
Putting the cat in her shirt.
Oh, God. All right. Come here. Get in there.
Hey, guys. I have a wife with a pussy in her shirt. That cat just will not leave you alone.
I know. She has to climb into my shirt, up to my shoulder, and snuggle.
No, pretty soon kids are not going to know what...
Yeah, they don't have regular clocks in the schools.
Yep, pretty soon kids are not going to know what 4:30 means. Or whatever, you're gonna have to... Hey, what time are you getting home today? Oh, about 4:45. What's that mean? Oh, well.
I know, it's just...
One of those things we'll have to teach at home, like sex.
So, I don't know. Yeah, Mal's in my shirt. We'll have to take a picture of this. Not of what's in the shirt, just the cat.
Yep, we'll have to post some cat in a shirt pictures.
No, she paws at my shirt and tries to crawl in, so I have to let her in.
And she doesn't have a cute Mal. I'm sorry. She's cute as a button. Her eyes are really, really big. And she's just so adorable. But her meow. Take her out of her shirt and make her meow.
Oh, for God's sake. She's already in there.
She had the most hideous meow.
Well, it's an old cat meow. It's frustrated. Meow. I have to put her down.
Poor little...
No, 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 no.
You want to put her down?
If I put her down, she'll start meowing. We'll have to wait. That's a wait. Let's wait for it.
Hmm.
She'll meow, and I'll let you guys hear. So this is how I spend my day between work and trying to get a turkey ready.
Comforting a cat.
And trying to keep the cat out of my shirt.
Yeah, so Mao, our long-haired tabby, she's a calico. Our long-haired calico kind of sounds like Roger from American Dad. Oh, boy. And sorry about the music coming up to the top of the show. I was just in a weird mood. No, I don't want that one. Nah, let's do another. No, not that one. Yeah, whatever.
He was being picky.
I was being indecisive.
Indecisive.
All right, we do have a few birthdays this week. So we'll go ahead and announce those. This week we have two birthdays. Liliac from the Antonia Bale server. Her birthday is this week. Actually, it's today, I believe. And Guide... Oh, God, I'm gonna butcher this name.
Yeah, it's better you than me.
Izulith.
You probably do better than I would.
Guide Izulith. Their birthday is this week. For them, I say... Here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm being told GM is a list. Sorry about that. Not a guide. GM. Sorry about that. Well, I'm going my Facebook, and, you know, I have her real name, and I'm like, oh, I really don't want to announce real names if I can get the character name. So I, you know, looked at her profile and stuff like that, and I see they're in the guide program, and the character name is Izalith. So, okay, well, it's a guide. I didn't know it was a GM. Sorry. My apologies. A little bit later on, we will be playing Kiting Elquin.
Oh, God.
The Thanksgiving edition.
Oh, no.
Yes. Wait a minute.
No. Ha, 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 ha. So evil.
The Thanksgiving edition. Actually, you may actually enjoy this one. You're not going to have to come up with any answers. It's just kind of a true and false type of thing.
You're being nice.
Yeah, I guess. You know what? I'm actually thinking we're going to have a short show this week.
Why?
Because we got a movie I want to watch.
Which is?
I think it's the Transformers Dark of the Moon. Downstairs.
You want to watch it?
I want to watch it. Well, mainly I want to watch it so I can return it and get another movie for the weekend.
Okay. You think you can get it turned around that fast?
I am being asked to remind folks that Anne McCaffrey died yesterday.
No.
By that gasp, I imagine you know who this is.
Anne McCaffrey?
Go on and...
Dragon Riders of Pern?
Oh, is that...
Oh, no!
I knew the name sounded familiar. I'm sure I've seen it on some of the books to my left here.
I went, at one point in time, I can say that I read all the Dragon Riders of Pern's books.
Mm.
All of them. If you look to your left on my bookshelf, you will see Dragon Riders of Pern books, I believe.
But I see Karen Wynn Fonstad, something like that.
But, wow.
Oh, yeah, I see Anne McCaffrey now. Okay.
That's sad.
Yep, she died yesterday. She was 85. I was trying to make this an upbeat show and not announce any deaths. So I didn't look up any deaths this week, but I just happened to see...
Well, then make us happy and tell us, is Abe Vigoda still with us?
I have not heard differently, but let me check. AbeVigoda.com. According to AveAgoda.com, Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Yay!
Abe Vigoda!
Well, there's an upbeat note. How's that?
I've seen recent pictures of Abe Vigoda. Oh, man.
That bad?
That man is old.
Well, how old is he?
Oh, God, I don't know. He's getting pretty close to 90 at this point. And he's not aging well. I mean, he looked old when he did Fish.
Well, yeah. He wasn't one of those sticker commercials.
Yeah, he was recently, but, you know, heavy makeup. I saw a picture of him without the makeup.
Ooh.
Let me see if I can find it here. Abe Vigoda. Wiki. Wikipedia, Abe Vigoda. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Looking old. Yeah, he is currently 90 years old. He is 90. Oh, for Christ's sake, we missed his birthday. No, wait. Oh, yep, we did. Okay. It was, you know, February, so. I misread it. I thought it said November 24th. My bad. Abe Vigoda, still alive.
That's a good thing.
Now, I want to talk Facebook for a second. Have you seen the new Facebook profile?
Just the one that you've done.
Yeah, it's not available to everyone yet. It should be available at the end of the month. I gotta say, I approve. It kind of explains why they went to a timeline type of thing, because you now have a timeline. It is an actual timeline. It's a line going down the center of the screen, and your events are placed on a timeline. And you can go all the way back to when you were born. And you're going to be able to add events to your timeline and stuff and change the date. So if you want to put down, you know, I was born March 10th, 1971, and change the date to 1971, March 1971, whoop, it'll bring it down to the bottom of your timeline. So that's kind of neat, if you want to make a timeline. Of course, I would do, you know, comedic things with it. March 11th, 1971, day one, still tired from the move. Day 7, everyone talks to me like I'm an idiot. Of course, that's an old Stephen Wright. Stephen Wright thing. Yeah. I saw him live. He was cool. He was very cool. Alright, so, Thanksgiving this week?
The Hero Festival is going on.
The Hero Festival, there is nothing new.
Nothing really new that I can see, at least over in Freeport. This is my first time in Freeport.
No, I asked Domino. Doing it here. I asked Domino off the air yesterday. I mean, when she was on about it, and she said there was going to be nothing new this year. But you know, there are a few repeatable quests, and for the new people, of course, you can do them all. Oh, Carell wants to know where I am in the Guild Hall. If you go to one of our teleport pads and click the sky clad shore. I'm right there right now. I usually try to find a place where there's not a lot of lag, you know, and a lot of processing, so it doesn't affect the show. I do want to give a hello to Nick, one of the new guys at work. He said he might be tuning in tonight. More than likely, be tuning in tonight to see what the show's all about. So, Nick, hello.
Hi, Nick.
You ought to see this guy.
Really?
He makes me look, look kind and gentle. He's a scary-looking dude.
He's probably sweet.
He's in a death metal band.
Really?
Yeah, he's in some sort of death metal band. And, yeah, he was on, I guess they interviewed him on 99.9.
Cool.
And stuff like that. He looks like he's in a death metal band. This guy, wow.
Well, if you're in a death metal band, it's best to look like you're in a death metal band.
Oh, come on.
You don't want to be in a death metal band and look like, oh, Pee Wee Herman or something, you know? It just doesn't work right. Can you imagine Pee Wee Herman in a death metal band?
Oh, God. Yeah, this is a scary dude, but he's funny as all hell. So, yeah. We're about the same size. He's just, you know, scarier looking. All right.
And we just had the City Festival, what, Sunday?
Let me see here. The new City Festival will be on the 1st, which is next Thursday. Next Thursday to next Wednesday. Let's see here. Where's it going to be this month? EQ, City Fair. Let's see where they're going this month. In December, they will be in Hollis.
Yay!
Of course, I had to time that like that, you know.
Yeah.
Hollis in the winter, yeah. So they're going to be in Hollis. No word on if there's going to be anything new. Of course, there's probably going to be a few items new. This should be the last city to receive... there were a few new items that have been added to all the cities. Can't think of them right now. So I wasn't prepared for that. That's alright, though.
Ha-ha.
So that'll be next Thursday, not this Thursday, of course. Now, tomorrow, very special event.
What?
The Muppet movie. I think we might go see it this weekend. What do you think? You want to go see it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
By the way, I just want to laugh in the face. I just want to laugh in the face to all you Twilight fans out there.
Don't be mean.
Every interview I've seen with anyone who has seen the movie said this was the biggest steaming pile of crap they've ever seen.
I wonder why. What did they do to it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm not going to see it. And I'm not buying it for you. But I was told that they took everything that was good in the movie and left it out. And what you were left with was a steaming pile. And yeah, a lot of people were very disappointed. I mean, diehard Twilight fans were just like, oh my god, what the hell was that? But I suppose it didn't stop them from breaking some sort of record. So, yeah. Yeah, they took all the good stuff from the book and left it out of the movie. So basically, you had the all the good stuff that made you want to see the movie. Well, not me, personally. But the good stuff that made the fans want to see the movie that you saw in the trailer, that was it.
You're kidding.
Everything other than that, you may as well have just saved yourself the money and poured salt in your eyes. So yeah, diehard Twilight fans who like the other
movie. Right?
Yeah, it's a two-parter. So who the hell knows what part two is going to bring? Part two is probably going to bomb because everyone hated the part one. And I hope it does.
Well, that's just sort of shocking.
Vampires do not sparkle in the sun! They burst in the flame! Anyway.
They always ruin the books.
Yeah.
Movies, you know.
Okay,
they did write by Harry Potter, but
yeah.
You know, Rowling, she was on them.
Yeah. Okay, now you have been screwing around with the dungeon creator.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. That's right. We're actually going on topic here, folks. He can do stuff. All right, go on. My God, they're actually talking about EQ stuff?
Huh?
Oh my God, they're actually talking about EQ stuff. All right, go on.
Well, this past week, they had the podcast where they, you know, talked about the dungeon creator and how it's going to work and stuff. And, you know, I've been playing with it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's more like a dungeon decorator.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I heard, too.
Yeah, you've got different floor plans to work with.
Wait! I'm being told that dungeon stuff that was not mentioned in the podcast is still under NDA, so be careful.
I know, I'm being careful.
All right, go on.
But yeah, you can move the entrance and exit points.
Yeah.
You've got floor plans to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how they're, you know, there'll be other floor plans you can pick up. They're not sure how they'll bring them in the world yet, but any way that they can use to bring in items in the world, they can, you know, do it that way, like drops or, right, you know, quests or, you know, stuff like that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but at Fanfare, I know you didn't go to the Fanfare, but you saw the podcast and stuff. Weren't we told that we'd be able to actually design the layout?
Yeah, but that they decided in the podcast that was not going to work out as well as they thought, so they're going this way with giving us floor plans to work with and the fact that we can move the exit and entrance and exit points anywhere in the dungeon. So, you know, it isn't just entering in the same spot in every single dungeon and running through.
Right.
So when you do a different layout, when you do the same layout, you'll be coming in wherever that person's designated that you're going to be coming in at.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Lyra says, maybe dungeon designing is like flying in Freeport. They announced that we could, but no.
But I think it's going to be good. I really think it's going to be good. It gives people a chance to, yes, decorate a dungeon up with, and you can use house items. You know, anything you can put, from what I remember from the podcast, any item that you could put in your house, you could put in your dungeon. And, you know, you'll have mobs to populate it with.
Right.
So, I could see people getting really creative with this. You know, coming up with themes and decorating the theme and then, you know, seeking out the mobs that they need to populate the dungeon that fits their theme. I don't know. I like I said, I played around with it and I was having a good time. I was kind of creating evil dungeons, though.
Yeah. Well,
mobs.
Yeah.
I was putting down mobs all over the place. Just to play it, you know, playing around with it. And yeah, you do come in, it's all set for level 50. You mm-hmm. know, you have to come in as an avatar. And there's supposed to be some sort of point system. So if you run somebody's dungeon, you get so many points, and you can use those points to buy things like gear and stuff. So there'll be reasons to do it. I really hope it isn't going to end up the way of the arenas, because, you know, yeah, you're going to be able to, from the podcast.
Hey, hon, do me a favor.
What?
Tell the kids to turn down the volume on the TV.
Eric, turn the TV down. Turn it down. Thank you. Anyway, you'll be able to have different avatars to run, but it's set at level 50.
Uh-huh.
You can either solo it or go in with a buddy or a group, and it's supposed to scale.
Mm-hmm.
Either up or down. Nothing drops in the dungeon. No items drop in the dungeon. But you do get tokens or points or whatever when you complete the dungeon.
Right.
And I was noticing when I was putting my mobs in, it had a little number up there telling me how difficult it was. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it yet.
Yeah.
Or not. But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be good. It's going to give our decorators something a little more to do. it'll be more than just a house. It'll be something to interact with, to go and fight through. You'll have some sort of point system, and then you can use that to buy stuff. There wasn't a whole lot of stuff you could get for the arena except for more pets, and if I remember right, just banners and stuff. So it wasn't really a point to it. You know?
The arenas in Match Duel were pretty much cool for like 2 months, and then that was about it. I've never seen anyone else go in them ever again. So, more of a dungeon decorating than a dungeon building. I think Tim might be a little miffed by that, but...
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to play the floor plan out. Yeah. They decided that wasn't going to work because... They were worried about people falling, you know, the graphics lining up right for people, and the floor falling, you know, holes in the floors and stuff. That's probably not to say that they might not try that something later on when they get something a little bit more solid for people to work with as far as parts go. But right now, this is what they've come up with, and this seems to work the best. And from what the podcast said, there's going to be a lot of different floor plans people can pick up, and specialty ones and all that stuff.
You know what I think they ought to do is have a contest. You know, there's a lot of people that play these type of games that are dungeon masters for D&D. Have them submit floor plans. This is what I think would be really cool, and submit it to them. You know, scan it into a PDF or something, and send it to them. I think that would be kind of neat. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
There you go. People from Sony that are listening in, I think that might be a decent idea. You know, make it a contest or something. Design the next dungeon. You know, that kind of thing, you know? I think it'll be all right.
Well, I think they ran into problems with the pieces being, you know...
Joining together properly and stuff like that.
You know, because, okay, let's say you have a room with four... entrances or exits, okay, or two or whatever. How many of those pieces are you gonna have, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean
textures and stuff, and then getting them all lined up with a floor, and
even the arena in the Legion of Kithakor hall, if you go up one of the staircases to go up to the observation area, there's actually a spot on the floor that wasn't quite placed right, and you fall through. Mm-hmm. And you get trapped. The only thing you can do is gate out.
Right.
Unless you have a ranger with you, of course. But yeah, that was told to me several times by visitors of the guild hall, and I couldn't find it. But there were two staircases. I kept going to the wrong one. And I went around one day and said, "Wow! Oh, well, that's what they were talking about." Well, now I'm trapped in the wall. So, yeah, that's probably what they're worried about, and that's completely understandable. But I honestly do think that letting people submit blueprints to a layout for a dungeon that they designed themselves as a contest or whatever, I think that'd be kind of neat. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Well, let's see what they come up with as far as plans so far, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to and watch the podcast, they show at least four, if I remember right, different floor plans.
Yeah.
And, you know, they take you through the stuff. You know, what I'm worried about is because I've been making evil ones, playing with evil ones. Yeah, too many mobs. You know, it's supposed to scale down. I'm really wondering, you know, you go into somebody's dungeon and there's nothing but a wall of mobs facing you and you're alone.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Let's
see. I still think it's going to be fun for people who like to decorate.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's more than just plopping mobs down and stuff. You could be creative. You can, you know, bring in crafted objects and put them in there and build a theme or even they were talking about one of the questions was if people could create their own quests, And even though they can't, they can still put in, you know, they can have NPCs that you talk to and get quests from, but you can still set up books and signs, and you can have a whole storyline in this dungeon that you have to get through to learn all about, you know?
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. Tell the boy to shut up.
He's in the other room.
I killed him. Okay, so, yeah, we are going to make this a short show this week. Let's go ahead and get to Kiting Elkin, shall we?
You're not even going to do a music break?
Music? We're only going to have an hour-long show here, hon.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elkin, right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight.
Alrighty, it's time for Kiting Elkin. This is a 10 questions of doom.
Oh god, here we go.
Doom. Elkin has 10 questions. Let's say she gets 5 correct. The 5th person to send me a tell will receive a item from the Sony Swag Box. The brand new Sony Swag Box. Fresh and exciting. Are you ready?
And Hob approved.
Hobbs approved. Okay. Oh, yes, because Hobbs has been trying to get into the box, so he's interested.
He wants to know what's in there.
Of course. Okay,
it's
now.
It's a box, and that's why he wants in, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is Kiting Elkin Thanksgiving Edition, Fact or Crap.
Oh, God.
You got to tell me whether or not the statement is true or crap.
Or crap. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Number one. Thanksgiving is held on the final Thursday of the month of November every year.
That's true.
Wrong.
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 That's crap?
It's crap.
Oh, crap. All right.
Fact or crap? One of America's founding fathers thought that turkey should be the national bird.
That's true. It was Benjamin Franklin.
Correct. Number three. Fact
I
or...
know shit.
Hey.
Okay.
Fact or crap, in 1863, Abraham Lincoln became the first president to proclaim a national day of Thanksgiving.
I think that's crap.
Crap, that is correct. Number four, fact or crap. Macy's was the first American department store to sponsor a parade in celebration of Thanksgiving.
I think that's true.
That is crap.
Oh, God, it's crap!
It's crap! Okay. Number five. Turkeys are slow-moving birds that lack the ability to fly.
That's crap.
That is crap. Next. Factor crap. Native Americans used cranberries, now a staple of many Thanksgiving dinners, for cooking as well as municipal purposes. Municipal.
I think that's crap.
It's true, actually.
Really?
Yes. Okay, number...
I'm not doing good.
Number seven. Okay. Fact or crap. The movement of the turkey inspired a dance.
I think that's true.
Correct.
The turkey trot.
The turkey trot, yes.
I don't know where that came
back
from. Okay.
Number eight. Fact or crap. On Thanksgiving Day in 2007... Two turkeys earned a trip to Disneyland.
How about true?
It is true.
I figured it was so bad, it had to be true.
Thank you, George W. Bush. Fact or crap? Turkey contains an amino acid that makes you sleepy.
That's true.
Completely true, yes.
Tryptamine or whatever it is.
Tryptophan.
Yeah, something like just trip something.
And number 10, fact or crap. The tradition of playing or watching football on Thanksgiving started with the first National Football League in 1934.
It's crap?
That is complete crap. Okay, so let's see here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. That's not bad. You got 7 correct. That ain't bad.
I did?
Yes.
So, I didn't know anymore.
Hold on a second. There we go. Go ahead and send me a tell for a prize. We're looking for number 7. Number 7. I don't care if you won before. You can go ahead and do it again. So let's go, while we're waiting for that, we'll go over the answers. Let's see here what you get wrong. Number 1. Thanksgiving was held on the final Thursday of the month of November. Incorrect. It is held on the 4th Thursday in November.
Well, it just always seems like it's the last Thursday.
And it's not necessarily the last Thursday. Not necessarily. Let's see. Number 4 was Macy's, first American department store. No, a Philadelphia department store named Gimbel's.
Oh.
Was the first in 1920.
The Gimbel Day Parade.
Yes, the Macy's parade launched in 1924. All right. Next, number 6. Native American cranberries. Yes, they use them, cranberries, for cooking and for medicinal. I can't say that word. For medicine purposes, yes, they did.
Medicinal. Now I can't say it.
Oh, to hell with it. And that was it. You got the rest of them correct.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed.
And yes, in 2007, George W. Bush sent 2 turkeys named May and Flower.
To Disney World.
Disneyland.
They still live there, don't they?
Oh, they've probably been eaten by now. I have no idea.
No, I thought he sent them there to live or something. I don't know.
Now, technically, number 9, let me see what the thing actually says here. Turkey does contain the essential amino acid tryptophan, which is a natural sedative, but so do a lot of other foods, such as chicken, beef, pork, beans, and cheese.
Jeez!
Though many people believe it's the turkey's tryptophan content that makes people sleepy after a big Thanksgiving meal, it is more than likely the big meal itself. After you know, gorge yourself, your body tells you to get some rest so I can take care of this frickin' food. is pretty much it. So it's not necessarily the turkey itself. Alright, let's see who was number 7. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, wait. Gotta extend the thing here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is Vorgosti. Vorgosti of the Antonia Bale server. What I need you to do is send me an in-game mail with your real-life mailing address, and I will give you an item from the Sony swag box.
Or 2. Or 3.
Yeah, we'll give you a couple items. Well, same items we've mailed out to everyone else this week. Alright. So, yeah, go ahead and send me that in-game. And we'll make sure you get something out of the swag box. Something out of the swag box, yeah. I'm going to encourage people. And I have made a decision. I'm going to encourage people to friend me on Facebook.
And do what?
Friend me on Facebook, because I will be giving away station cash on Facebook.
For what?
Friend me on Facebook, and in the next week, I will put out a contest.
Okay.
Within the next week, I will put out a contest. But friend me on Facebook. Go to kithacore.org/social, and you will find the link to my Facebook page. Oh, Vorgosti, please send me your real mailing address. Real mailing address so I can send you an item from the box. No, if you're already my friend on Facebook, you don't have to refriend me. I'm just, this is a contest that I'm only doing on Facebook. Not even doing it at kithacore.org. I'm just doing it on Facebook. Station Cash. one of the many items that the folks at Sony Online Entertainment has provided for us to give away as prizes on the show. Thank you very much, Ashlane. Sony Online Entertainment, you rock very hard. Maybe she's into death metal.
Ashlane dressed as a death metal.
I can't see it. Ashlane's more of a hamster.
Well, Emily the hamster is more like an emo hamster. Isn't that close to death metal?
That's
sort
true.
Of like the cousins or something, emo and death metal?
Hmm. No, emos don't do death metal. Death metal is too metal for emos. If you look up Jethel on Facebook, it'll come up with Matt Saint-Gelais. That's my real name. But yeah, you can go to facebook.com/social, and I got a link there going right to my Facebook page. Send me a friend request. I will friend you.
I will be your buddy.
And then you will be witness to the madness that is me! Or you might just see me.
Don't listen to him. He just wants you to play Castleview with him.
No, not really. You know what? I have to completely agree with that assessment by Iridasi on the Antonia Bale server. Death metal is where they look like they want to kill you. Emo is where they look like they want to kill themselves.
Well, it's all about death somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, there's death in there somewhere. But, yeah. You know what I'm noticing? And this is really weird.
What?
And I'm surprised no one's mentioned it yet.
What?
I have my, let me link this. Let's see. Mounts. My Crimson Nightmare Pegasus.
Yeah.
Let me link this here. I want people to take a look at that in their thing, in the dressing room. Turn it around and take a look at that tail. It looks like a barbed penis.
A what?
It looks like a horse penis. I'm not kidding.
Hun. And how many times have you been out in the field looking at horse penis to make sure that that's what that is?
I'm telling you, that's what it looks like.
You've seen horse penis.
I've been on the internet since 1995. There's not much I haven't seen. Not much and a few things I'm not willing to...
I don't believe
I'm not going to link a horse penis. Anyway. Imp on the Crushbones... Oh, yeah. Iridasi on the Antonia Bale server wishes they had an emerald version of that horse. Well, they've already come out with a purple and a pink one, haven't they?
No, purple and red, I thought.
Just purple and red.
But a green one would be pretty, I think.
I'm sure they'll come out with it eventually. And I have unread mail, so I'm sure Vorgasi has sent me their address. Thank you very much. I'll get that out to you ASAP.
As soon as possible.
Hello, Shizuka. Thank you for tuning in. We're just about done. So I want to go downstairs and watch a movie.
God. And I have a turkey I have to do.
And you know what? I'd rather have a short show that actually has some entertainment value rather than, you know, a two-hour show where we're going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I would much rather have a short, entertaining, kind of weird show.
Where you play all this funny music and you don't stick with it and you cut songs off.
Hey, I was playing
wrestler. Irritate everybody.
I was playing wrestler entrance themes. What do you want from me? I mean, when they come to the ring, they're only, you know, playing the song for 30 seconds. yes, the prizes that were due for Cheddarella and Willow Bark. And for the alt of HUD, our friend HUD, went out on Monday. I'm sorry for the delay. I have work to do. Sorry about that. Actually, what happened was I used the Postal Service labeling software, and for some reason it stopped recognizing our zip code as a valid zip code. So every time I went to print out a label, it's like, invalid zip code. What the hell are you talking about? You know? So finally, they fixed it on Monday, because I wanted to send it. I wanted to send it out on Friday. Didn't happen. But anyway, those folks are receiving, and probably Vergassi as well, what we're calling the Mood Mug. It is a color-changing mug. It is blue when there's nothing in it, and when you have... I don't know what happens if you have a hot drink in it.
Well, I know it changes color when I had it in my hand, and my hand was warm.
Yeah, it went from white to blue. But, yeah, I don't think it changes any other color than that. But it changes from white to blue on color changes. And also, there is a miniature of the Prowler mount.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Prowler mount.
Yes.
It came out with one of the expansions. It's a little pewter or something like that. A little miniature. And it's a Prowler mount, an armored Prowler mount of some kind. Let me check the...
And it's cute.
Yeah, let me check the marketplace real quick, see if I can find the mount that it's based on. But it's heavy. For such a little thing, it's very heavy. Well, yeah, that went in there, too, and some EverQuest 2 stickers you can post all over the place.
Oh, and you're not going to mention the fact that you subjected me to the human centipede this week?
Oh, how could we forget?
Good
how
could
we forget that I subjected you to the human centipede?
He watched that thing, and then he swore up and down, honey, I'm never going to let you watch it. You're never going to watch that. You can't watch that.
And I forced it upon you.
And I come home, I'm sitting there, and we're starting to watch it, and I go, I thought you weren't going to let me watch this. Well, you've got to be... So what made you change your mind?
Yes, Eridasi, that is the right one, except this one has armor. So I don't know if it was a collector's edition or something like that. I don't know, I just couldn't find anything decent on Netflix and thought I'd torture you.
But you didn't torture me.
Now, you have to admit, if the premise of the movie was about anything else besides making the human centipede, if it would have been just a normal, crazy doctor gone mad movie, and there wasn't a human centipede involved, it would have been a decent film.
I didn't think it was bad.
It had good acting.
I still think the human centipede idea was horrific in its own.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it didn't freak me out when I watched it, because... I mean, even the idea of it, I mean, there wasn't enough to really gross me out. I don't know why.
Oh, come on. I'm not even going into it. But,
what? And the guy takes a dump, and the German guy's standing there going, feed her! Feed her!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show. It's her. I was more than willing to let it go.
I was... You don't see that. I mean, all she's, you know... The makeup, the way they did the makeup on this is, you know, they've got the prosthetic on their mouth.
Okay, you know what? No, stop.
And then they've got a towel wrapped.
I will cut your mic.
Why?
Because I told you we're not talking about that movie on the show.
It freaks you out.
No, it doesn't freak me out. I don't think it's appropriate for our, you know, for our listening audience.
Well, I will say that some of the imagery did disturb me later.
Okay.
Okay. Especially at the end. Now she's attached to two dead guys, or two dead people.
That was
alone in the house.
Yeah, that was a rather horrific.
That was horrific. That was an image that kind of stuck with me, going, well, you know, that is pretty bad.
Yeah. So not only did she go through this whole thing, now she has a dead person in front of her and behind her, and she's kind of stuck there.
Yeah. Well, we know that there's going to be cops coming, because two cops had to go get a warrant, and they ended up dying, and
yeah.
You know, so somebody's going to be come looking for them, so it's
not
going
to be so, anyway.
Long. I mean, it was the idea that was grotesque. Not so much the graphics, I would say.
Yeah.
There was nothing that you seen that made you go, uh-huh, you know. It was the idea of it all. And they did it in such a way, I know he doesn't like me saying it, but they had a... towel tied behind their heads that was attached to the person in front to keep them from pulling away. So that covered up a lot of stuff. It did.
I know it did. So. All right, anyway, moving on.
See, if you're curious, go watch it. It's not gonna freak you out that much.
Yeah, the movie's probably not as bad as everyone makes it out to be, but anyway. This week on the Justice Superman Show, we show you how to eat crap. No. Sorry, that's not a subject for the show. I'm sorry. That's it.
That's the part that bothers you.
How many times do I gotta tell you I'm not into poop jokes?
No, they're asking me the name of the movie. It was called The Human Centipede.
Centipede. Okay, anyway. That's it. We're going to take a short show this week. We're off to watch Transformers Dark of the Moon. And you know what? I just might have Cheez-It Little Ones do a review.
Okay.
Why not? The last one had a giant robot ape with a friggin' set of balls. How much worse could this one be? God, Michael Bay, I hate your guts.
That was pretty funny.
No, it was bad. It wasn't funny. It was bad. I loved the Transformers growing up. Michael Bay just raped the entire friggin' genre. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of Michael Bay, but the boy wanted to see it, and I'd rather, I guess, have that than some of his anime crap showing up. All right, Thesazen is telling us that this one is better than the second one. It would kind of have to be.
Let's hope.
Because the second one just made me lose faith in humanity. Or at least in Hollywood. Actually, nothing has made me very proud that Hollywood is in the United States this year. Because it's all been remakes. And I'm getting really tired of it. They are doing a sequel to Blade Runner.
No.
20-some-odd years later, they are doing a sequel to Blade Runner. Now, what they said originally was they were going to do a reboot of Blade Runner. And I guess they got so much hate mail that they decided, oh, well, it's going to be a sequel. Sequel. Not a reboot. Because I really think that if they actually did a reboot of Blade Runner, they would get real death threats. Because that's a movie that was damn near perfect. I mean, it was majorly ahead of its time. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was majorly ahead of its time, and it was freaking perfect. As far as I'm concerned, you cannot improve on that movie. You just can't. Okay, anyway. I think that's going to do it for this week. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Love you all to pieces. Let me get my ending thing here. I wasn't planning on doing that. There we go. All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. I love you all to pieces. Remember, friend Jethel on Facebook for a chance to win free station cash.
Station cash.
That deserves some echo. Station cash! That was reverb. Station cash! There we go. Alright, folks. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your turkey if you're going to be enjoying that. Ham. I hate ham personally, but if you're having ham, have some ham. Enjoy your holiday. If you're not in the United States and you're going to be celebrating some sort of harvest festival, I say enjoy that. Good night, everyone.
That's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
As a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna,
Keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.